Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. We're on live with a show recorded at Mystic Studios. Hi, good morning, Doug Moody. And this was recorded in Hollywood with El Duce and the Mentors in 84.
Yeah. I'm glad you owe me.
Okay, so we got to play a little of Tipper because it's only fitting. She took El Duce's freedom of lyrics and put a parental guidance on it.
Tipper,
we don't want our children listening to this stuff.
Could I dream from your slipper?
Okay, so Tipper Gore, go away. We don't want you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you owe me.
We're all glad you came too. Records Radio. Okay, so us girls make the world go round. Let's hear it for the girls.
Yeah.
Oh no, El Duce.
I'm glad you owe me.
Okay, wrong clip. So this clip from 1984.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our buddy, El Duce.
All right. Time for some rape rock.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase.
Alright. I know you guys need some good rape rock.
I'm looking for
Mentors. Dedicated to all those sluts out there who like to cheat on their men.
All right. My favorite planet is Uranus. My favorite pastime is going through your purse. I know that there's a lot of sluts out there that make plenty of good bucks. Well, hey, baby, our gigs haven't been paying too good lately. Nor has our record sales. And maybe
no kidding. We're still trying
to get
off
them. I need to feed my big fat beer gut.
No.
And speaking of big and fat, why did God invent big fat women?
So
faggots have something to dance with. All right.
Come on, Eldon. Rev it up, Sicky.
All right, folks. Buy our records.
Yes, we're ready.
They got a whole stack of them. Go over there and buy them.
Go, Daddy, go. Well, looks like that record is done. And you know, the show is definitely not for children. Just so you all know. YouTube has a new program right now where we all have to change our channels to either kid-friendly or not. And it's like, well, half of it is, half of it isn't. So this is the half that isn't. And I've got to put on some flower leopards after El Duce. In honor of you, Eldon, there's a memorial going on this weekend for a very special person. The Mentors live in the studio at Mystic.
Okay.
And some really good El Duce revving up the crowd, and now we'll be back
okay.
About 2 minutes after Preacher's Confession.
Okay, let me think. Let me think. Okay.
Girls.
I'm glad y'all came too, Mr. El Duce. We're doing a little tribute to Eldon Hulk and the Mentors, and we're back here live in the studio with Doug Moody. And earlier, Doug, I was discussing the Tipper Gore controversy with making parental guidance on music, and the fact that now YouTube has just come up with a demand that all of our channels are either kid-friendly or not. And when half of your stuff is adults only, like this show, and bands like the Mentors, well, that's completely not kid-friendly. So then when you have the other half of your studio from Mystic in Hollywood, where you've got Mahalia Jackson, No Matter How You Pray, Day of Pure Righteousness, and all the other genres that Mystic's recorded, how do we divide our YouTube channels? I'll just make it all not kid-friendly and leave it at that, because they only give us a choice of one or the other. So how do you feel about that, Doug?
Hello, and welcome to the world of Mystic, which is your world. What I created Mystic Records for you to be heard, and it really doesn't matter what kind of music you're playing, whether it's electronic today or whether it's the old-fashioned eight notes. It matters that you be heard. That's why we're going to institute 100 new sounds, and we're going to call it the New 100. All over the world, we're inviting young people to vote for their favorite band. This means that, for example, in Japan, Spam 69 is a top band out there, and they're coming here in June. We are now worldwide. The world of Mystic is your world, and you're speaking to it through Mystic. And as long as I've got 2 feet on the ground and Candy's there to help me, we're going to launch unknowns. Does that give you a picture of what Mystic really is? The voice of the unknown people telling you how they want to live, how they want their world, and to be free to be able to do that. How do you like that?
Yes, and in the freedom to continue with underground music that we are just both been fascinated with for many, many years, Doug, you know, back to the 70s and the Dr. Demento show, KMET. I mean, come on, underground music. Look at Stickball. I wanted to add Stickball on the board today, the soundboard, and I ran out of time to find it. But, you know, here's one. Here's a good one. This show is definitely not children friendly. Rated R.
Good.
Okay, so Whip Some Skull on Me is the cover of the new Mystic Picture book, and Doug Moody is going to tell you how that record label on side of the album for Stickball. Come on, Doug, tell us about it.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to salute the mentors and El Duce.
Oh,
I want to salute.
Yeah.
See, El Duce always said to me that I'm playing with a band called Rape. So we didn't really want to put out a band called Rape. I chose to use the word mentors because he was fired from school in Oregon by the headmaster, who said, "You are a mentor. You're teaching people different ways of understanding things." And he said, "What does this band Rape mean? R-A-P-E. Well, El Duce says, "Raucous assholes who piss on everyone." That's it. R-A-P-E is raucous assholes who piss on everyone. And the school teacher fired him. So we put him out as El Duce, and there never really was a band called Rape. It was. Because the first review that he got on when we put out the night he recorded at the Whiskey A Go-Go live, when we put that out, he got a review from a newspaper which called it rape music. Not understanding what rape meant, they said, "El Duce plays rape music." So that sort of was a death knell to a lot of the people, and especially that unmentionable lady who picked on Mystic as the worst record company in the world, and the worst band in the world was El Duce. So,
well, it's a good thing she didn't hear Aryan Disgrace's Faggot in the Family. I mean,
well,
come on. I mean,
well,
Tipper, can I drink from your stripper?
Well, the next thing we knew was that Playboy magazine offered a whole center with a bunch of girls, and the mentors could be the spread. So that ended her nonsense. We won, finally, the right to put out people like the mentors. Anyway, play another record, and then I'll join you, because give me a chance to think of what you've just loaded me with. I'll come back with Buckshot, lady. I'll come back with Buckshot. Okay.
There you go. Okay. So let me see. He wants another song. Oh, here's one of your 1 minute songs from Antisocial. Fight back.
Wake up. Let's see what's really right. Don't give me no excuses. I know there's no.
Okay, well, I'll finish with my tribute to Flower Leopards, the original Flower Leopards that played tribute to El Duce were, the real lineup was Mario Valenza, he was bass, and Jeff Wolfe was the guitar, and Shane Anholm, he was a guitar, and Mark Duda on drums.
That's
Mark
right.
Olson, the voice, and the lineup was the original Flower Leopards, which is being re-released by Mystic, and a tribute to the band that said what was on its mind. My favorite record song out of that is Preacher's Confession. All right, now, you asked me a question. I'm ready to answer. Go for it, girl.
Okay. You have the center stage.
What are we talking about now?
Oh, the mentors and speaking what's on your mind and
What's on my mind
is... the YouTube thing is what I asked you about. What do you think how we can divide our genres in Mystic for the fact that we're not only punk rock and totally
we go back 200 years.
We have
some hillbilly songs. We have mountain bands that played music that was 200 years old. We have everything on Mystic. The fact that we're loudmouthed with a punk band is because I favor P-U-N-K. P-U-N-K, punk, means people united kick ass. P-U-N-K, people united kick ass. That's
right.
Why, and it doesn't matter if you're singing a song that's 100 years old and you're living up in the mountains with no electricity. I don't care. I went in there and recorded black people who didn't know what electricity was. I knew how to record a machine from car batteries, automobile batteries, and I recorded the early Mystic in mountains and all kinds of places. And we're coming back with whatever people want to say on their mind. This is the freedom place that you're going to get a chance to speak your mind. That's it, right?
Now tell us what was behind Tony Bruno's stickball. I mean, Elizabeth Taylor
was the son of the mafia head. Tony was the son of the mafia head who ran the docks in New York. And he wanted to be different and sing.
Love you, Tony.
And Tony is out there somewhere living in Florida, and he loves Mystic. And he called me on the 10th anniversary after we had sold over 250,000 stickball. And he said, thanks for sticking with me. He was an odd guy, but a lovable one. And he had come from a world that he lived in it, and he wasn't part of it, but he was part of it. He was the heir and son. And I can remember all kinds of wonderful deals that used to come our way that we never dared take, but let's not dwell on that. Let's say that Tony wanted to sing, and his father hired the Tropicana in Las Vegas. Tony came out on stage, and all the heads of all the different businesses that they had were sitting in the audience, and he lost his voice. He couldn't sing. He just walked out, threw his hands up in the air, and everybody quietly got up and left. So if you see a Tony Bruno LP, which was ordered off the market, Tony, we put out a tribute to you. And it's out there somewhere. We put an LP out in the old days of Tony Bruno singing, and all the records were ordered destroyed. Well, so there's a true story there.
Tell him about whip some skull on
okay,
me,
well,
baby,
he was in
the
studio recording.
That's how you know it's a Tony Bruno stickball.
Yeah, Tony was in the studio recording. And this girl got all excited when he was singing this love song, and she took his trousers down and enjoyed herself. Well, Tony started lamenting about growing up in Brooklyn and stickball, and I recorded it live, so there you are. What happened was Tony was ranting about stickball while this young lady was enjoying herself, and it was a live recording session. 10 years later, Tony called me and said, what happened to stickball? And I said, well, we sold 250,000 and we better not. We just left it alone. So he said, put it out again. And here's the true story. So on the back of the 7-inch record, we made 100 red copies. Those things are worth over $100, maybe $500 a piece now.
Dang,
you can't find them. It's a red vinyl record with Tony talking about 10 years of singing and being who Tony, the son of the mafia head. So there you go. We're talking about Tony and love him. He wanted to speak and wanted to be free. So Stickball is a tribute to those that can't always speak freely but want to join the world in a freedom, the right to say what we think. There you go. Tribute to Tony.
That's right. All right. So we're winding down to the last couple minutes of the show here. And here's an old one for you guys. Squaw with Chuck Dukowski and Meryl.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, yay.
Anarchy rules. This has definitely not been a show for children. And I want to thank you, Doug Moody, for all that you've contributed to punk rock and classical music and gospel music and country music and old-time vinegaroons and stickball. I mean, underground music would be it from Los Angeles would not be around if it were not for Doug Moody. So our tribute's actually to you, Doug Moody, because we love you and you brought us the mentors and you upshook the Democrats crapping all over themselves. Oh, Tipper, oh, no, no, you can't have this. So, you know, I do understand that parents should be more aware of what their children are doing, and then we wouldn't need labels and all this bullshit on our YouTube channel, because half of it's children friendly and really good and gospel and spiritual and uplifting, and the rest of it's just down and dirty. And whip some skull on me, baby.
Well, I want to add that we're going to reopen Mystic Sound Studio. I've decided on my 91st birthday that we're going to go back to recording 16-track music, and then we can always move it over to a different caliber of sound. Like, you know, there's 100 notes on the electric music.
We're done with that electric stuff, and we're out of time, Doug. We got to say adios. The show is
well. There's going
to
be a Mystic Studio again, live in San Diego. It's going to be there, and we're going to record again. Okay, bye.
That's right. All right, and everybody, check us out on Facebook and give us a like if you like. All right, don't forget to party or go home. And it was really good having you on, Doug Moody. Bye.